Following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me. Find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me.
Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoor. And boy, let me tell you, we're out here at the Red Crest Tournament, the big show for the MLF. And let me tell you, it is fantastic. Anglers were just spanking the largemouth bass. Got an interview that's going to pop up on my Facebook page with Drew Gill. This is the college kid, right? He won the college tournament to get into the Red Crest from Mount Carmel, Illinois. Ooh, yes, Mount Carmel, Illinois. Guess what? 70-pound of fish he caught. The guy under him is 20 pounds less. Oh, that and a lot of other things are going on here. Big tournament. There's also a whole expo in front of Bass Pro Shops, the main headquarters store, and there is so much going on. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, real quick, you all know this is been the first week of turkey season in Illinois.
Yep.
And I'm here at the Red Crest. Okay, calm down, Chauncey. It'll be okay. Okay, but the kids, the Illinois youth turkey hunting, record 2,318 birds during the youth season. Last year was just a little over 2,000. That's unbelievable. That's like 400 more birds they got almost. I mean, that's fantastic for those kids because – you know what? You get a kid hooked on turkey hunting, he's going to even forget what that thing is that he uses his two thumbs on in front of a TV screen. Oh, my gosh. It's just absolutely fantastic. Well, you know what? We got a good show for you today. I really mean this. We've got, first of all, a couple, I'm thinking, great interviews. Our first one, I think Captain Tony might be coming on because we'll talk about that. But we have Boyd Duckett, who is the CEO and actually, with a couple other anglers, started Major League Fishing. And it's expanding beyond everyone's wildest dreams. Everyone. I mean, for tournaments for high school through college and professionals and local anglers, guys who are weekend warriors like me and you, you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Well, great interview with him. Then we're going to have a nice conversation with Edwin Evers. He's one of the Major League Fishing champions, but he invited me to a group of kids to talk about fishing. And there were three different professional anglers, and I was sitting in the crowd just watching the show, and it was so cool. And I never knew this, but Bass Pro Shop, here in Springfield, not Illinois, Missouri, they have a program where you go to school for a year there. And a lot of the things all spin around conservation, fishing, the outdoors, but you're still learning reading, writing, and arithmetic. And it can't go wrong at all. Can't go wrong at all. So we're going to have Edwin on, who's going to talk about that. And we will have the Aiden Fishing Report for West Michigan. I have no idea what that's going to sound like, because just like we've been pounded by wind, rain, flood, high water, they've gotten it, I think, 10 times worse. 10 times worse. So I don't know what I'm going to hear from Aiden, but I do have a report that it says that's in my computer. So what's on that, you know what? I can hear Otis Redding.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Well, it's playing sitting on the dock of the bay, and it must be that time of the year they slip the boat in, because Captain Tony's calling from the dock. Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, Josh. Yep, got in the water here, all set, ready to fish. Everything looks good. The boat's floating. You know, we're not sinking, so it's a good thing.
It's a good sign it's up floating.
Everything's set to go. Fish are biting, you know. So, yeah, it was a long winter, but you know what? I think we're going to have a fantastic season.
I'm the way the people are catching cohos from shore and in small boats, you know, working its way north up towards, you know, Winthrop Harbor and stuff, and further north. I think it's going to be a great season. I think the action, if you can get a time with Captain Tony, because he is filling up quick, everybody, get out there and, you know, get your 5-fish limit and, you know, get them all filleted and get them on the grill before dinner that day. And boy, it don't get no better than that, does it, my friend?
No, you can't beat that fresh coho, you know, especially if you caught it. Yeah, it's, you know, caught the same morning, you cook it up that night. It's unbelievable, you know. And actually, guys, a couple guys went out. They took limits of fish right outside the mud line here yesterday and today, you know. So we got cohos up by us already. You know, I'm sure there's a bunch of schools like normal, you know. Even last year, this time of year, we were catching fish. So, yeah, it's time to hop on the phone, give Captain Tony here a call, lock in your date to stock up your freezer with some nice, beautiful coho.
Oh, yeah, those fillets are perfect. Hey, the other thing, too, is we're also not running that deep, because they are concentrating in. If we don't have a muddy lakefront and the water's a lot clearer, they'll be pretty close in where you're fishing pretty fast. And sometimes, man, this time of the year, those fish have nothing better to do than commit suicide.
Yep, and jump into that cooler. We like that, you know. But, yeah, depending where the mud line is, depends on what we're going to set up, you know. Little brackish water's fine, you know. As long as they can see lures in the bay, we'll catch them, you know. Yeah, usually it's close outside the mouth of the harbor. And, you know, but we've been having a lot of east winds here. It's like chocolate out there right now. But, you know, you get out to that break, even with your little boats, you'll catch them.
Okay, cool. And if somebody wants to set something up with you, Tony, what's the best way to do it?
I would give me a call at area code 847-366-0741. If I don't answer, just leave me a quick message and I'll get back to you ASAP.
Okay. And remember to pick up your license before you get there on your cell phone. You could do it all, 123. No problem with that. And make sure you have warm clothes and enough of them that you could take a few layers off as it warms throughout the day.
Oh, yeah. You know how that gets. You know, that water's pretty cold out there.
Exactly, Tony. Well, Tony, what are we all yelling? Diamond goes for the first time this year?
Fish on.
That's right. All right, we're playing. Sitting on the dock of the bay. All right, Tony, you have a good time.
All right,
you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
You know their name. Now become part of the Waterworks family and purchase a great new Lund boat, a low fishing, hunting, or pontoon boat, or those sweet Bayliner cruise, fishing, and water sport boats, all from Waterworks Marine. And watch your boating adventures begin. Plus, when you purchase a new Mercury 2.5 or 425 horsepower outboard as part of the new boat package, you'll get a standard 3-year limited warranty plus an additional 4 years of factory-backed Mercury Product Protection Gold coverage. That's a value of up to $8,300-plus per engine for a total of 7 years of coverage. Whoa! So get a new boat at that Waterworks low price and a new Mercury and a 7-year coverage? How can you pass up a deal that saves you so much money? Call them at 708-798-9700 or visit waterworks.com and say, Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information on joining a scouting unit in Northeast Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again, then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Somebody say, hey, we want some crappie.
Hey, we want some crappie.
Let me hear you say, hey, we want some crappie.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN. And I know they're listening to us in Canada and all, everywhere east of the Mississippi over this broadcast. And God, I love all those people in Europe that are listening to Chauncey because they just miss a Midwest voice, I was told. But with me right now is Boyd Duckett, who I'm at the MLF. And, you know, I'm looking at a room full of 35 of the best anglers of bass fishing on the earth right now, and I said, I want to talk to the guy who said, I think we got a different mousetrap. We got a different kind of a program. And boy, that's exactly why I wanted to just talk to him. I mean, where did this come from?
Well, I guess that's a great question. So Gary Klein and I back, I'm trying to think, we shot our first one in 2010, so probably sometime in 9, maybe 8 or 9. you know, we were talking about, and we were both, you know, that was during the time that I was mostly focused as a professional angler. You know, I've always worked my whole life and been an entrepreneur, but I kind of moved fishing to the forefront, and it was probably at the peak of that portion of my career. And we talked about the ceiling that was obvious, you know, in bass fishing. You know, it just felt like we had a ceiling. And I think, and, you know, so we were thinking, you know, what else can we do? You know, what could we create that would be different and maybe more compelling and have a chance to have more viewers, you know, maybe to get beyond a tournament fisherman as a fan, right, or as a viewer of our sport and maybe hit some other sports fans. So that was it, man. It's just kind of that brainstorming deal. And then you know, of course, with my experience, you know, my side of it, Gary's side of it was let's needle down the facts, and we got together with some other anglers that were all part of the original start, and Gary kind of needled out the, you know, the rules and the pieces and all of that stuff. The original idea, and this is crazy, the original idea to go live leaderboard, which is the real game changer in what we do, is live leaderboard.
Yeah,
we're every fish counts, and it makes that leaderboard move, you know, move faster. But even at five fish, it's still a complete game changer when you have a live leaderboard compared to what it used to be. And so I had actually pitched all of that to Jerry McInnes and Bass in a partnership, because, you know, my intention honestly was to take a group of maybe 50 guys from the elites, and instead of having the majors, remember we had the majors back in those days, would be to go to this new format and do the things that you've seen us do. And we weren't able to put that partnership together, and, you know, me, I'm not afraid to go start something, so boom, off and running, you know. So I kind of put the business pieces together, got some good people in place, did a partnership with the Outdoor Channel. Roger Warner owned it at the time, and man, we're off and running. That was 2010.
Wow. And I mean, really, because I remember the very beginning of MLF and you know, the hard work that everybody was, you know, putting it together, and even in my, you know, own three working brain cells, as I like to say some days, you know, I was like, what, who? And then I had, you know, Shaw Grisby sat me down one day and went through a whole 2-hour conversation, and I didn't talk a lot. He did. And I went, wow. And then I started getting more into it and more watching it and more listening, and realizing that, God, there's all these people in offices and fact, you know, anybody who's in front of a computer or a phone is watching somebody else fish in the MLF. And I'm like, this is hooking me. And I mean, I'm not using that as a pun, you know, and it just kept growing. And then I will never forget, you know, and you and everybody on your staff, which is marvelous, you know, and I've known most of these people, but, you know, you start seeing those blocks being put up on the side of the house going further and further up. And then I think it was last year, it was the last year, the year before, I was sitting watching the live screen, and the gentleman was like ninth place, and he ran like a 25-minute unbelievable frenzy of legal fish that he could weigh, and he won the tournament. I'm like, this is a horse race. Yeah. This is every guy who fishes on the weekend is him. This is, boy, I mean, I was standing there cheering in the room.
Oh, yeah.
I go, this is what I see as part of this, and it's just not this, you know, the Red Crest tournament and the Bass Pro tournament. I mean, you do so much with, you know, local anglers. I mean, this is the largest tournament process from local anglers to colleges and high school, because that, you know, I was very helpful trying to getting it started in Illinois when everybody told us not to do it. We did it.
Yeah, you did it anyway.
And we did it anyway, and it took off from there. Now it's all over the country. And whatever a kid is doing or an adult, they can be part of this family of fishing.
Yep, absolutely they can. You know, we're by far the largest tournament organization, you know, but a lot of people don't realize it because you think about all of our shows, you know, our Bass Pro Tour and the heavy media that you see on television and live stream, but we're deep in grassroots. We have almost 30,000 unique individuals that fish with us.
How many?
30,000. that fits with us every year. People don't think about how with the scope of it, and a large portion of that we gained, you know, with the FLW purchase in 19, with all the FLW grassroots, and of course we built on it since then. But yeah, it's tremendous from high school to college to the BFLs, Toyota Series, the Pro Circuit, obviously Bass Pro Tour, the Team Series, and Heavy Hitters, and Red Crest, and the championships. But all that's uniques. That's unique individuals. Way more entrants, but those are unique people. It's amazing, isn't it? Isn't amazing?
If this was video, people would have seen my face hit the floor here. Because he said 30,000. Yeah. I mean, and that's because all of these people want to competitively fish, not like cutthroat, but fun competitively fish.
Oh, yeah.
And enjoy the day. They want to be able, you know, college kids and the high school kids want to walk across the stage and have everybody hooting and hollering for them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and it just keeps snowballing. And every time I turn around, there is something you're doing to make it bigger and better that you're really not trying to make it bigger and better. You just want it bigger and better for everybody.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, the motivation... the motivation for me at the creation of Major League Fishing and every day that I've worked on it, you know, isn't, you know, I don't fish anymore. Well, I mean, I participate in a few pro circuit events because I just love to go and be with the guys once in a while. But but I traded that clearly for the opportunity. You know, the biggest win for me, and I started this really at the peak of my career when I was, you know, top 10 on the points and winning and the what I won, but. It you know, for me, when I see one of these new guys that came through our system make it to the Bass Pro Tour, and when I see their income levels that we were able to build this and put that professional in a better opportunity than I had it coming up, that's a win for me. I mean, that's the motivator. I mean, that sounds crazy, but that's the motivator is how can we make tournament fishing a better experience? How can we make it best at the top? You know, where guys... You know, it's not like it was in the old days where 50% of the field is starving to death. You know, I mean, that's how it was.
They were.
Yeah, that's how it
they
was.
They were.
Man.
I mean,
and we're nowhere close to that. You know, we have a fair number of guys that have seven-digit incomes on the Bass Pro Tour. So, different world than it used to be, and I'm really proud of that. That's a great. That's a motivator for me to make me go every day.
And I think part of that is also when you talk about fishing and hunting. You know, the first thing you want to do is you just want to get out and do that, you know. And then you want to be able to catch your limit or harvest your limit. Mm-hmm. And then you just want to be there for the enjoyment. And then you want to reach down, grab somebody by the hand, and pull them up and push them a little ahead of you.
Yeah.
And then you sit back and go, it's a good day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
it's something. A good day.
Yeah, you're right about that, yeah.
It's a good day. And I mean, that's where you're at.
Maybe it's part of maturing as a human.
Yeah.
You're right, it is kind of natural in an outdoor space. But, you know, guys like you and I that have such a great love for the outdoors are definitely motivated by that. So yeah, that's a great opportunity, you know, to be able to share that with people. And it's a great motivator for us.
It is. It really is. I mean, even today when we were with the high school, the grade school kids here, I had a little kid come up to me and said, can I talk to you about you sponsoring my podcast? And I went, oh, my God.
Yeah,
and I'm talking to a little kid,
yeah, that's
you know, on this thing here. And it was really a unique experience to see and have and do. I mean, and I'm not looking for secrets in your what's going on with MLF, but you got some things coming down that are going to knock our socks off.
Man, we do. We have some really fun stuff. You know, some of the challenges that we've overcome, you know, finding a way to incorporate forward-facing sonar so that it, you know, it satisfies both halves of the audience, right? You know, those... some without, and with that being a third of the day at all levels, that's something that we do. And then, of course, the big news this week is the introduction of ScoreTracker Live. And basically, ScoreTracker Live, what you see on the Bass Pro Tour, when you want ScoreTracker Live on the Bass Pro Tour, we're making that available to every angler and every organization so that everybody will be able to sign up with their tournament organization and have ScoreTracker Live. So.
And see, when I heard that yesterday, I went,
OMG.
Mm-hmm. Look at what you're doing, and everybody is going to go crazy over it.
I promise you, because it so elevates when you know what your score is, when you're competing against other anglers and not just competing with yourself. Man, it ups the game. It just heightens the competition, and it's so much fun.
It does, because I know what I did, and I can see that Billy is a pound ahead of me.
Yes,
dang it.
Sir. Yeah, it makes a difference.
And I'm going to be chucking that bait a little bit longer and a little bit harder and bouncing it off a few things.
Yep.
Because, and you're doing it as fun. It's not an adversarial.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it's really cool. And then, of course, you know, great environmental impact as a result of catch weight immediate release. So mm-hmm. a lot of fun stuff going, man. We try to take the problems that the sport has in front of us and take them on and solve them. And so that's mm-hmm. what we do.
Now, this and everything else with the Red Crest going on this weekend and more, I mean, it's just going to get bigger and better. And there's tournaments all over the country, and you want people to come to them, see what the different levels, the high school, the, you know, the college, the regular guys that are in the tournaments and all of that. You want it to be part of that more and more. I mean, so, you know, you want the people to come to see what everything is with MLF, the different levels, the different organizations, the different people. And it's literally, there's something going on somewhere all the time.
Oh, we have something going on somewhere all the time. Yeah, I certainly invite people. You can go to MLF.com and you can see the schedule, you know, for BFL's Toyota Series, you know, any of our events, Pro Circuit events. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Bass Pro Tour gets tons of advertising. But come out and see our events. You know, even at our BFLs, you know, we have a live stream weigh-in, you know, so you can, your friends and family can watch that as well. We normally have mini activations at those same events. So, yeah, we'd love for everybody to come see what we're doing and check us out.
And I think that's what makes it so different than any other tournament circuit, is that you're reaching out to those people who want to not just be in a tournament, but be in a tournament that grows the sport of bass fishing. And that's the cool part.
That is the cool part. And all of ours, you know, you're fishing in tournament, but all of ours, you know, is a series. And then you go to regional, mm-hmm. you know, and then you go to a national, and you're trying to qualify for a championship. So everything we do culminates to a higher place. You know, we're here at Red Crest, you know, biggest event of the year, the hardest title there is to win. And, you know, we have an international division. We have about 20 countries that fish, licensed our brand to fish within the Major League Fishing. Well, that international champion is here. The BFL All-American champion comes. The Toyota Series champion comes. The college champion comes. So everything feeds to a much higher place, which is cool to be part of. You know, you have a great season and you mm-hmm. qualify and you get to go to that next level. A lot of times that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. The BFLs, I say this a lot, you know, the old Red Man, you know, it was a Red Man tournament trail back in 1980, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we have really pushed and tried to revamp and upgrade the BFLs, because that's a working man's tour. You know, you fish on Saturday, whether you could practice or you couldn't. If you have success, you can make it to a regional. It's in another place. You can make it all the way to the All-American. That's a $100,000 first-place event, televised event for the average working guy. And, you know, it's not like just fishing a tournament trail where there's five events and it's about over, right?
Yeah.
So everything has a future and a top level and a next level, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So love for everybody to be part of our organization any way they can.
And they can learn more about it by going to MLF.com.
MLF.com, everything's there, man.
And, you know, definitely this weekend, you could see right after the show here. Don't go watching your computer while the show's on. But, you know, after the show, you could go and watch it all day and see what's happening. And then watch the championship on Sunday.
Absolutely. We'll live stream all 3 days. All the action is right there.
Mm-hmm.
MLF Now is our streaming. But go to MLF.com, click the MLF Now button, and you can watch the stream all day.
You're just going to make it difficult for me to do any work. You know that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I'm the same way. I try, when the events are going on, and we have them all the time, I'm in my office trying to work, and I'll try to put them on my computer in a box just so I can kind of keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, I'm not doing anything. I'm watching it.
Yeah,
because the score tracker's moving, and just like you said, somebody from ninth mm-hmm. might win this event. When they start moving, man, it's exciting. It's a race
yeah.
every time.
Yeah. All right. Well, Boyd, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Yes, sir.
And this is my first interview with you, I think. And I just want to say, I hope people have learned a lot about MLF and see how cool, how different, and how exciting it is, not just for the big guys and girls that are in the top end of the tournaments, but every step you take, there's somebody cheering somebody else on to work their way up.
Absolutely. Everybody's a big guy for us, I promise you.
Sounds good. Well, once again, thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hello, everyone. Chauncey here from ESPN Radio AM 1000. Get ready for the Constellation Fishing for a Cure tournament on May 9th. That's right, May 9th. We had to reschedule it because of weather, but you didn't miss a chance to win part of a guaranteed $10,000 purse. We will be celebrating 25 years of Fishing for a Cure tournament hosted by Constellation Power at Braidwood Lake, the clean energy company. And since 2002, we have raised over $1.2 million, and every penny that has been raised has gone to a charity each year. Constellation picks up all the expenses because it believes in helping the community, its employees, and their families. We know that fishermen have the biggest hearts, and this year we know you will come out and support this event for those in need. This is the biggest charity fishing tournament event I know of in the Midwest and beyond, and Constellation guarantees $10,000 in prizes, with the winner getting $4,000, second place $25,000, third place $1,000, and they pay out the top 10. Don't wait. Boat space is limited. For information and entry forms, go to ConstellationEnergy.com. Go to the search engine, type in Fish for a Cure, or email me at ChaunceyN@AOL.com, and I'll send them to you. From my heart to yours, thank you, and I look to see you there. You know their name. Now become part of the Waterworks family and purchase a great new Lund boat, a low fishing, hunting, or pontoon boat, or those sweet Bayliner cruise, fishing, and water sport boats, all from Waterworks Marine. And watch your boating adventures begin. Plus, when you purchase a new Mercury 2.5 or 425 horsepower outboard as part of the new boat package, you'll get a standard 3-year limited warranty plus an additional 4 years of factory-backed Mercury Product Protection Gold coverage. That's a value of up to $8,300-plus per engine for a total of 7 years of coverage. Whoa! So get a new boat at that Waterworks low price and a new Mercury and a 7-year coverage? How can you pass up a deal that saves you so much money? Call them at 708-798-9700 or visit waterworks.com and say, Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, fish on!
Hey, this is Captain Andy of the Time Bandit from the TV show Deadliest Catch. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN. This is really cool what we're doing, Edwin. I'm with Edwin Evers. I'm not even going to say how long I've known Edwin because I've probably known your kids as long as they've been around. But Edwin, we are in the schoolroom at Bass Pro Shops Conservation World, and we've got the kids from what school?
Wolf School.
Wolf School. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. From Wolf School, that they're watching us do an interview so they could see another job. Now, you have been fishing, whether it's the bass or the Red Crest, for many years, correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you ever feel like it's getting boring?
Oh, no. The competitive juices, when you get to your championship event, they just they go through the roof, and it's exciting to be at these events.
Tremendous. How do you prepare yourself when you're thinking of coming? Because all the other anglers are gone. They're not listening to you. And those two guys that would, we won't mention their names because, unless you want to mention them,
No, we got Wesley and Jake in here, and we all were part of this Wolf School, and we went over all the different careers in fishing, and some of the conservation aspect of Major League Fishing, happened here during Table Rock during the spawn. Mm-hmm. But, as far as preparing for this event, I have fished Table Rock quite a bit through my, through the years. So, I didn't come over here and pre-practice or any of that stuff, but you start working on your tackle well in advance because, we just left OH Ivy, which was a flipping, heavy line type event. And you get here and it's, the spinning rods are going to be a big player and lighter line than where we've been. So you work on your tackle, your boat, and your equipment. And then I try to fish as much as I possibly can around the house in lakes that may be set up similar to Table Rock. I think the more time you're on the water, the better in tune you are with what's going on for the current conditions.
And I think that's everybody just sees the anglers on television or on the stream and they say, oh, they're pitching and whining, they're throwing a slur, but it's like you're changing constantly because the environment changes, mm-hmm. The fish are going to act different. Yep. No matter what kind of electronics you have, they're still going to think that, hey, we're not going to listen to this. Right. We're going to look at something different. So you have to be as adaptable as the fish are to find the fish. And when you kind of get to the point where you're going, what am I doing wrong? Do you just go back to the original and start up again or what?
I've got a lot of different stuff that's going to be tied on. And when you look at, the weather forecast for Friday, we're going to have some calm conditions. And in the afternoon, it's going to be windy conditions. So the anglers that are going to be able to adjust through those different conditions and the way I look at that weather, too, we're going to have some sun and then some clouds. And on a lake like Table Rock, that really affects the bite more so than a lot of lakes that we go to throughout the year just because the water's so clear. And with the wind blowing and the ripples on the water, they can't see your line as well. They can't see the baits as well, and it just improves your chances of catching fish. So back to your original question, just the adaptation of making quick decisions and catching as many of those scoreable bass is going to how you're going to prevail.
That's going to be it. And I know you've gotten your boat set up the way you want it. You've got your lures, you've got this, and then you've got stuff piled in the back corner mm-hmm. in the upper storage area. That's that one lure you're going to want to cast, so you got to take everything out.
Yeah.
Your judge is sitting in the back of the boat just shaking his head saying, oh, Edwin. Now, let's just go with it. I was at your first Red Crest win. This is bizarre. Literally, I can't believe when I looked at this how many times I have been with you when you have won. You have one Red Crest, one Classic win, 13 career wins. That means 13 times you came in first place in the different tournaments. You've got top 10 in 74 wins. 74 times he's been in the top 10 anglers in tournaments. 15 in Classic. Red Crest, you've been in every one, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
You don't think about it. But we're sitting back looking at you going, oh, my gosh, look at that. That is so cool. And, you did a great job of talking to the kids from Wolf School here at Bass Pro Shops and, what they want to do in the outdoors. Everybody wants, can catch fish, they thought. I saw those hands raising up. Yeah. Is there something that you want to tell these kids that for themselves to look for the future?
I think just for a kid starting over, you know, obviously going to school and getting an education, you know, those are all going to be parts of what you need to find something that's in your life that you have a passion for. You know, for me, it was fishing, and yet I still went to college and still had to have good grades in school just to be able to have a interview with Chauncey or to be able to go approach myself to a potential sponsor like Bass Pro Shops. So school is very, very important, but then the other part of that is find your passion. Everybody in here is not going to be a professional bass fisherman. Everybody in here is not going to be a media giant like Chauncey in covering the sport and all the different things that he covers. But just like we need media people, we need IT people. Like there is everybody in here has a gift that God's given you. Find that gift and then utilize it, you know, throughout your life, and you'll look back and you will never be upset because you did something you love to do each and every day of your life. So that would be what I would suggest to all you guys in here.
And that's a great comment from you because when, you know, you think about it, and a lot of people, the younger students in here don't realize that, yes, you are better than a good fisherman. You are a great fisherman. Okay? But you got your degree in marketing. You got your degree in communications. Mm-hmm. You came out with extra behind you because you always need something to fall back on, but you also need something to take that education to push you forward like you did. Mm-hmm. And that's why in the schools now with the high school fishing tournaments that I was very instrumental on getting started in the country because it came out of Illinois, mm-hmm. and then getting, you know, the kids keeping up your grades so you can get into that. And I don't know how many of the kids in here realize that you can go to college.
Get a scholarship.
And on a scholarship.
Yeah, for fishing.
Where was this when we went to school?
No, we didn't have it. We didn't have it.
Where was this when we went to school? This was so, that's so great for these young kids to be part of this event that they can see you and relate to you and other anglers that they can meet today and throughout the tournament. And, I mean, you're, like I said, your family. And you have other interests. You do a lot of charity work. I know that because I've interviewed you about some of those things, those events that you've done. I mean, there is so much. You just, it's like you just can't fish. You got to spread yourself throughout the community, throughout your beliefs, throughout what you love to do, right? Yes,
absolutely. You hit it all right there. And there's a lot to it. You know, just you could be the best fisherman in the world, but if you can't, you know, walk and chew gum at the same time, then you're going to struggle with the sponsor aspect of it, you mm-hmm. know, or being able to speak or be able to speak to the cameras. So, you know, we're talking strictly about fishing. So, you know, maybe somebody in here doesn't want to speak, but there is lots of opportunities in the industry. And you guys being right here in Springfield, you have one of the greatest opportunities to go to work for Bass Pro Shops and the corporate, you know, they have stores, I think 152 stores throughout the country. So you could find a store anywhere you wanted to live, and there's a place for you in all those stores no matter what you like to do. So mm-hmm. there's lots of opportunities right here in Springfield just with Bass Pro Shops.
Okay, now, what do you think it's going to take to win this tournament for the Red Crest this year? And I know you're going to win it, by the way, just so you understand.
Oh, I'd love to.
I'll be screaming and yelling. Just no, your wife will be the louder voice, yeah, but I'll be yelling and screaming.
She'd be really, really happy. You know, I think it's probably going to take to make the cut, you're going to have 40 pounds a day. That's going to be 15 to 18 two-pound bass, you know, or better. That final day, looking at the weather and what's going to happen, you know, it can change. But a guy's going to have, you know, we're going to zero. So everybody fishes the first 2 days, and they zero it, and they go to 10. Mm-hmm. That final day, it's going to take 65 to 75 pounds.
60, 75 pounds. And that's one of the – about MLF is it's not the five biggest fish. It's not the 10 biggest fish. But what it is okay, any two-pound fish you catch, your official weighs it, they mark it in the book and everything else, and they let it go right there.
Yeah.
It's great for conservation, great for everything like that. But you know what? This is where I sat last year, and I watched the guy win who was in ninth place. Mm-hmm. And in 20 minutes, he went from ninth to winning because he caught fish. And I mean, that it's like watching a horse race.
Right.
And that's what made it exciting. And you're watching it live. I mean, this is so cool.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. Now, you feel a little pressure. But I mean, you don't feel,
just a little bit,
you know,
yep.
the cloud isn't hanging over your head, you know.
Right.
But I mean, it's just got to be unbelievable to realize that anyone in the world is watching you casting on Table Rock Lake.
It's pretty humbling. You don't really ever think about that stuff when you're out there fishing. You know, you're just trying to catch the next fish. You don't, you know, in my mind, I just got the guy in the back of the boat watching me. But, you know, one thing that's going to be interesting this week at Table Rock, a two-pound fish, there is so many pound 15-ouncers. Like, you are going to see people weigh 10 or 15 bass that are going to be 1 ounce short of 2 pounds. You know, and if they eat a crawdad or a shad right before then, you know, they're going to be 2 pounds. So it can go both ways, but it's going to be a nail-biting event, I feel like, and ounces are going to separate it.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm not even going to ask you what lures you're going to be pitching. We'll do that on the when your championship interview. Okay. But I know you've got a number of them that you're going to use. And the cheering section will definitely be in front. And I am so glad to have the opportunity to talk to you, especially with the kids
from
Wolf School, that they can see another aspect of the outdoor world that you could be part of, whether it's interviewing somebody, having your own TV radio show, being a camera person or anything. There's a whole lot in the great outdoors that you can be. All you have to do is believe it.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Well, my friend Edwin, you go catch some fish.
Yes, sir.
I'll be watching hard.
Okay.
All right? And I want to wish you and everybody in your family a great time while we're down there, and hopefully we'll talk to them, okay?
All right. Thanks, Chauncey.
Everybody here from Wolf School, let's hear it for Mr. Evers. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
You know their name. Now become part of the Waterworks family and purchase a great new Lund boat, a low fishing, hunting, or pontoon boat, or those sweet Bayliner cruise, fishing, and water sport boats, all from Waterworks Marine. And watch your boating adventures begin. Plus, when you purchase a new Mercury 2.5 or 425 horsepower outboard as part of the new boat package, you'll get a standard 3-year limited warranty plus an additional 4 years of factory-backed Mercury Product Protection Gold coverage. That's a value of up to $8,300-plus per engine for a total of 7 years of coverage. Whoa! So get a new boat at that Waterworks low price and a new Mercury and a 7-year coverage? How can you pass up a deal that saves you so much money? Call them at 708-798-9700 or visit waterworks.com and say, Chauncey sent you.
Hello, everyone. Chauncey here from ESPN Radio AM 1000. Get ready for the Constellation Fishing for a Cure tournament on May 9th. That's right, May 9th. We had to reschedule it because of weather, but you didn't miss a chance to win part of a guaranteed $10,000 purse. We will be celebrating 25 years of Fishing for a Cure tournament hosted by Constellation Power at Braidwood Lake, the clean energy company. And since 2002, we have raised over $1.2 million, and every penny that has been raised has gone to a charity each year. Constellation picks up all the expenses because it believes in helping the community, its employees, and their families. We know that fishermen have the biggest hearts, and this year we know you will come out and support this event for those in need. This is the biggest charity fishing tournament event I know of in the Midwest and beyond, and Constellation guarantees $10,000 in prizes, with the winner getting $4,000, second place $25,000, third place $1,000, and they pay out the top 10. Don't wait. Boat space is limited. For information and entry forms, go to ConstellationEnergy.com. Go to the search engine, type in Fish for a Cure, or email me at ChaunceyN@AOL.com, and I'll send them to you. From my heart to yours, thank you, and I look to see you there.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchased protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org.
That's takemefishing.org.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella. Black and blue with a hint of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Little cousin to the big boss bass. Perfect fish for the kids to catch, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie.
Well. Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Thank you, Sarah, for reintroducing the program. That's my daughter, Sarah. And we got a lot of stuff in a real short time to get at the end of the show here, as always. Honest, Pete. Okay, our Waterworks fishing report from Aiden, my grandson, Western Michigan. He says, "Papa, the rivers all over West Michigan are really, really, really bad." Three times he said that. Many of them are out of their banks and flooding areas. So it's best to find smaller lakes and ponds that don't have any streams running into them. Some dams are very, very critical, my mom said. So please stay away from the rivers until things settle down. Lake Michigan boat anglers, when they can get out because the storms have made it difficult, are in 25 to 30 feet of water, catching some coho, brown trout, and even an occasional chinook. Sorry about that. Bright colors worked well because it's kind of on the dingy side. The water's churned up pretty hard. Most action is in the top 15 feet. Be careful. More wind and rain is expected on the lake. If you find any cool lures at Red Crest, oh, I guess this is a note to me. If you find any cool lures at Red Crest, I have a few open spots in my tackle box. Oh, my gosh. This kid's working me over all the time. Honest to Pete. Love you, your fishing magician, Aiden. And that was brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Lake Erie anglers doing a lot better than a lot of other places. They're, you know, finding walleye around the Sterling State Park channel and north of that in about 15 to 22 feet of water. Trolling with artificial lures, stuff like that. Smallmouth bass and muskie were also reported on some of these walleye trips, so those colors must be working. They like those bright colors. Braidwood Lake, if the predicted wind ever dies down enough where you can get a boat out on Braidwood, you better hold on because big catfish, some stripers, largemouth bass, good-sized bluegills, everybody was popping for the boaters when they were able to get out. But once again, you have to be careful with the predicted wind of that day. If it's going to be over 30 miles an hour, they're not going to let you out, folks. Lake Geneva, with the warm weather, the bite picked up a little bit. That's good to hear. Bluegills have kind of jumped up and, you know, they're hitting small minnows, gulp, any artificial bait like that working in the shallower waters. Crappie are best on fatheads, but they'll also take some of the gulp that you were trying to catch a bluegill with. Smallmouth bass are up in the shallows and munching down on plastics that you're dragging around trying to find somebody. And according to one of my reporters, and the water temperature yesterday
was 44 degrees in Geneva Bay. That's not too bad. If you're going to fish the and you want to get out, I would definitely say try the ponds and lakes in the Cook County Forest Reserves. Really, because with so much of the water flowing and everything, it's going to be the rain, the wind, making short trips. That's the best thing I can say to you. We may get, several hours of a good day. Get out there. Wear your, gold lashes, your rubber boots or whatever, because it's going to be muddy on the shoreline. But check those out. Tampier Lake is going to be a good spot, but it's going to be a little bit on the muddy side because they have a couple water inflows. You're looking at also the Bussy Lake. It's going to be dirty, but you can fish from shore there. So that activity could be good. So Joe's Pond and some of the smaller ponds, Arrowhead, Axe Head, those are definitely ones I would want to try out there. Wisconsin, I would not try any river in the state of Wisconsin right now. I mean, it's up high, flowing, and ripping. Please, they're ripping out there. Remember that. One local reporter said he doesn't want anyone to think about going out on them with the amount of force that some is coming down some of these rivers. But always call ahead and check them out with the local bait shop to see if there's anything is settled down. That's a good point, too. Michigan DNR is opening up the 2026 spring turkey hunting periods as of April 18th. Yep, that's right. It starts today in Michigan. Oh, I wish I was there. And for those anglers that are going crazy about wanting to get out on Lake Michigan, which you can. You know, because a lot of this west northwest winds, southwest winds pushes the dirty water off the west side of Lake Michigan and pushes it onto our friends on the east side of Lake Michigan. But if, according to NOAA, which I don't always hold true, they're calling for northwest winds today, 20 to 25 miles, knots rather, chances showers with waves 1 to 3 feet. That's because it's northwest and it's close to shore. There's not the waves. You got to get out about 5-6 miles and you'll feel those waves. Chances are the waves are going to be 2 to 4 foot later today. Tonight, 20 to 25 mile an hour coming out of the southwest and diminishing to 10 to 15 knots. In the evening, waves are going to be dropping down to 2 to 4 and then go to 1 to 2 later on late this evening. So it is, hopefully things will get moving a little bit better in this, high pressure zone. We can get it to move out. Well, Aiden's telling me it's time to go because I can hear the flute playing. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from the Osage Nation, And it says, "We are friends. We must assist and help each other to bear all of our burdens." We are friends. We must assist and help each other to bear our burdens. That's a very true statement. I want y'all to think about that. And please remember, we do not own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch, even though I know it's going to be a little tough with all the water coming down and the wind and the rain. We really are borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week back in town. Here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Take care, everybody.